go ahead. My answer would be, well, twofold. One, our cash flow is fine, we, because of some shortages with KPFT money being used to fund the WPFW temporary station, our equipment, we spent $16,000 of KPFT's credit to buy the equipment that's now being used in Washington. That was supposed to have been reimbursed prior to us paying the bill, and it hasn't yet, but Raul should have expedited a check to us Friday. I'll be on a conference call with the other general managers and Summer and Raul tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have good news related to that. And also the delay because of other stations not having good numbers going back through time, causing our CPB second payment to not come in, as it yes. has almost every prior year in April. Those two kind of concurrent events have put a strap on our cash flow, not
sure.
To put us in any danger, but it's caused us to have to increase to a much higher level than we really would like the goal for our mini drive in August. And we're hoping that some of those funds will actually materialize before then, especially the WPFW money, so that we can accordingly reduce the drive goal for August and increase the probability of success. But the general cash flow scenario has us fine through the end of the fiscal.
Election or no election?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Dwayne. What I would say in response to that is that, hello, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, good. Sorry, because I blipped out for a second. Is that I understand the concerns that you brought up. They're correct in terms of your current cash flow being stretched. But from a budgeting point of view, the CPB funds will come in. You know, we have been assured of that on the completion of the audit, which is happening. And the funds that you loan to WPFW will be returned to you. That's your money. So basically the overall answer to the question then is yes.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Michael, anything else?
No, that's all. I mean, I guess I'll go along with the idea of waiting, you know, just pro forma, but I think it's a pretty substantiated budget.
Okay. All right, so I guess I'm last. On the whole, yes, it's a pretty substantial budget, and I appreciate the work, and thank you. My concerns are in two places, and we've touched on them both, and I'll just point out what they are, and they aren't necessarily deal breakers here. They're just concerns, and I think everyone is concerned about all of our financial stability. But I do think that the surplus is smaller than I would want to see. 88.
You dropped out. Tracy, you dropped out.
Okay.
Off significantly. Oh, sorry. Okay.
You
I
said
apologize.
88 is smaller than I'd like to.
Yeah, $88 is a smaller cushion than I think, you know, could provide any protection whatsoever against, you know, projections not being on for any set of reasons. And there's a million reasons why income projections can be off. So that's a concern. And when I look at this budget, we are making some conservative and prudent but optimistic projections for slightly more revenue with less premium expenses. I think it's entirely possible that KPFT will be able to deliver on both of those projections. I don't think they're crazy or unconscious or fluffy or imprudent. But I also think that if some of those projections don't pan out, we don't have a lot of margin for error here. The second item, which might actually solve the first item, is the necessity of rebudgeting for the same set of expenses for the LSB collection over 2 years. If I'm wrong, Michael and Barbara can correct me, but my recollection of the draft budgets for Los Angeles and for Berkeley, which I've seen, is that neither of those stations rebudgeted for the collection expenses that they budgeted for last year. So there's a possibility, and I think the NFC has to make a call on this one way or the other, that some of that surplus that we would be looking for could come from not imposing that standard. And part of what I'm trying to ascertain is if we don't impose that standard, are we basically setting up the stations to come up short for funds they've already spent on other things, or is it safe to assume that you budget for an expense once, and even if it shifts fiscal years, those funds have basically still been allocated? And I'm not sure that I know how to answer that question right here on the match. The only thing that I would say is that all five station budgets should handle the question in the same manner. So it's good that it came up in the Houston budget, but I do think we need to make a decision about it one way or the other and not have different station budgets doing different things.
I'd like to make a comment about that.
Sure. Go ahead.
I don't know where you got the idea that we didn't, we're not budgeting for some expense in this new budget, but I believe we are. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I said to correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have the KPFA draft budget in front of me, so
no,
maybe I
don't have
that
yet.
Wrong.
We don't have it yet.
Well, no. I'm just talking about the early draft.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it hasn't been through all of the iterations yet.
Right.
It hasn't been
to
the LSP.
That one was lacking a lot of information. Yeah, no, we're counting on it being in our budget. In fact, my initial look at the budget, we had budgeted, I thought, more than we needed, like beginning again at the end of the 2014 fiscal year, but if we do the election this year, we wouldn't have any expense at that time. So we took that out and just had it election expense in the beginning of the fiscal year 2013-2014. You follow me?
Kind of.
Well, it was as though we had elections 2 years in a row, but we already had one. So this, the year that we're working on in right now, is the second year. So there's no need in the budget of 2014 to have any election expense at the end of that fiscal year.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Right.
Okay, and Michael, am I right that KPFK just didn't put it in at all?
Right, KPFK didn't put it in at all. I raised it with the general manager. He felt that, you know, the money was there from the 2013 fiscal year.
Okay.
And he used for, you know,
Well, I guess what I would say is if we come to some sort of decision that we don't need to reallocate those funds or rebudget them, then that would provide the cushion that I would hope would be in the KPFT budget. If we come to the opposite conclusion, then I am concerned about the lack of a cushion, although I would agree with what Duane is saying, which is that there's not a great deal of fat in this budget. And there aren't any obvious places to acquire a cushion. So, okay. So at this point,
it might be the same for a month or so of kind of what Barbara's saying of you know, LES or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
an option. We could allocate some funds that are not the entire amount of the election.
Yeah.
Tracy, can I speak?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
you know, in presenting this budget and having it go through the KPFT Finance Committee and the local station board, we were very cognizant about keeping to the timeline so that we could get our budget done, get it passed, and just get it out of the path of some things that may be more important to do in the future. And, mm-hmm. You know, that was the reason that we had quite a bit of consensus in putting it through. In the current budget, we do have over $20,000 in depreciation, which was the amount that was given to us by the central office to fit in there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which was considerably more than we've had in the past. And the fact that we had, you know, this budget is very consistent with what we've had before that we followed and, you know, have kept, really have kept our income ahead of our expenses. And I just asked the National Finance Committee to reward KPFT and the hard work that both the local station board and the Finance Committee have done in getting this budget in front of y'all, so it can be in front of the PNB to be passed, because we don't know what this committee has to do in 2 weeks or in 4 weeks or in 8 weeks. And mm-hmm. I haven't heard tonight any serious questioning or objections to what's been presented to the members. And, you know, business is business. This is something that needs to be done. And I just wonder what's going to be different in 2 weeks from what it is now. And I just request that the NFC pass this budget, get it off the plate, get it to PNB, and get on to whatever's next.
Okay.
I have a question for something Jim just said.
Okay, I hear you, Barbara. I guess the other member hasn't weighed in, although I expect he's going to say something kind of similar, is Richard Giselle. But Richard, if you want to weigh in for the temperature check, this is your moment. And then we'll go to Barbara.
My temperature is about 98.6. I think it's, I concur totally with what Jim said. We didn't get together on that beforehand. I was just thinking, man, we have so much with this committee to do, and y'all talk about getting up into the next few months and meeting every week, stuff like that. You've got this good effort here tonight, and it's taken us several months to put this pig in a wheelbarrow. We need to go on and take it down to the barnyard.
Okay. Barbara, why don't you go ahead with your comment?
Well, it was a question, actually, if I can.
Sure.
You mentioned, Jim, the $20,000 depreciation figure from the national office. And I see that it's the same figure for 2013 as for your 2014 budget. I just wondered if you'd gotten any information like that recently, or are you talking about the figure you had been given for, you know, last year, or really the year we're in now?
The numbers that were in the current budget, I believe, were created by the National Finance Committee for all the stations.
But we haven't gotten any new one. I'd have to see when we last got it, but I know that was one of our uncertainties, was there had been some reevaluation of the depreciation schedule. And as I understand it from our business manager, we haven't gotten a revised depreciation total because of that, but we were just using the last one we had, so I figured maybe that was what you were doing, but it made it sound as though you might have gotten some more current information. I would be surprised if there were current information with all the changes in the national office.
I think that would have to come out of the audit. They are doing some slight reworkings on depreciation. I had come to the Finance Committee and told you a couple of months ago there were a couple of recategorizations.
Yes.
So there were a couple of items being depreciated that really didn't need to be depreciated.
Like toilets that have been brown with chairs.
Yeah, some chairs and some low-grade computers and some other items that really didn't merit depreciation.
Still being on there, no. Yeah.
And some items that were no longer in existence, which is what happens with depreciation schedules if you don't tend to them. So my guess is that the figure, unless one has purchased a significant amount of equipment in a given year, probably goes down rather than goes up. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate what Jim is saying about there possibly being some cushion in that figure. And, of course, that's not funds that are expensed except in a paper way.
Mm-hmm.
So it does provide a little bit of cash flow cushion, which is important.
And we always mention that in our budget, too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it sounds like our Paul and I are being kind of the caboose on the engine here. I think for both of us, it's a fairly soft level of concern and not a hard level of concern. It sounds like the majority of the committee feels like there are other budgets that will be along quite soon and that they would rather spend their energy and attention on some of those other budgets and not delay KPFT any further. I'm going to go on the assumption that if we do approve this budget, that we are then expecting the full election expense for the upcoming election, whenever it happens, to be in the 2014 budgets again, as it was in 2013. And we're going to apply that standard to each and every station and each and every budget. If we're willing to do that and people can live with the $88 surplus, then I'm not going to object to moving forward on this budget. Paul, your objections are soft, hard. Are they different than mine?
They're soft and they're basically like yours. I think I said, you know, what I said at the top. I just like to, in a sort of conservative way, have things around a little bit longer because, we've only had this one time to go over it. And, I don't know. I mean, if the rest of the committee wants to pass it, I will not object. I just was thinking of being prudent. That's all.
Does this call for a motion? Or?
It's going to, yes, any minute now. Okay, so having heard what our Paul and I had to say about our concerns, we're just putting that out there for the committee's consideration. So at this point, I would entertain a motion to either put this forward to the PNB as submitted, or postpone it postpone consideration at the NFC level for two more weeks. And we can have dueling motions, or we can have one motion. It's up to the will of the body. Okay, I heard Barbara, then I heard Michael. Barbara?
I move to submit the KPFT budget to the PNB as it has been presented tonight with the election cost being taken into consideration.
Okay. Michael, you were on the staff. I don't know if you wanted to say the same thing or not.
Sure. No, I was going to suggest, I'm going to ask if it's possible to modify it. I don't know how this works. This is the first time I've been on the National Finance Committee.
It is absolutely possible to modify it. You can make a comment, or if you want to put forward a motion with a modification, that's okay, too. So what do you want to do?
Well, that was my suggestion earlier, that we basically modify it to incorporate a smaller election expense based on the idea of maybe 2 months of an LES salary, and that would provide a little bit of the cushion you were talking about. See how much they budgeted for the election.
Well, that would make me happy.
For expenses.
Mm-hmm.
They're budgeting, $22,000. So, you know, if they budgeted, I don't know, $6,000 or $3,000 for this.
All of that 22 is
You know, if it was the first, like you have October and November, 3,300. I think it was just those two months.
Okay, so your presumption is that given that 22,000 was budgeted last year and nominally hasn't been spent, that it wouldn't be necessary to budget the entire 22,000 all over again, and we could budget a smaller amount, which would give us a slightly larger cash surplus.
Right. My assumption is that you know, at KPFK, we have spent some of the 2013 money already, because the 2012 budget, the 2012 election was postponed and then extended, and we ran, you know, into, I don't know if that happened at KPFT or not, but as a criterion for all the stations, I think if we just budgeted something for a couple months worth, then that would be sufficient.
Thoughts about what Michael's suggesting? Does it sound crazy to people? Does it sound like a good idea? Because it would apply to all the stations, probably, whatever, you know, protocol we wanted to. Dwayne, would you say that because the 2012 election ran over, time-wise, that there were extra expenses, or I think for KPFT, probably not so much.
Not really.
We didn't run
over. Yeah.
We stayed in our budget on that.
Our election was stopped on time, was finished on time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, then I would guess that what we could do, and, you know, and what Michael's saying here is we could simply allocate in the 2014 budget an additional $10,000 or so in collection expenses and move the rest of that to a surplus, which would give us something. Yeah, six, eight, yeah, some amount. I don't think that would really change a whole lot, but it might look a little better. But, of course, that would apply to the other stations as well, and I guess the caution mark there would be for the stations that are running deficits and don't have the money that they budgeted in 2013 for the election. In 2014, that could be a situation where it's kind of not leaving enough money allocated for that expense when it comes up. And I think possibly on the East Coast, certainly for New York City and for D.C., that could end up being a bit counterproductive. Tony, what do you think?
I would agree. I was just thinking about that. We have to go back and look at that, but I definitely would agree with that. We have to. We're working on the draft, and we're going through that. Those analyses now.
Okay.
Tracy, this is Dwayne. Could I interject something? Would that be appropriate?
Sure.
If part of the concern is establishing kind of a precedent with the KPFT budget that would then roll into the other four stations related to elections expenses, then maybe a workable suggestion would be, since that election expense line includes not just the election supervisor expenses, but also it includes consideration for expenses of PNB meetings, that number 22,000 maybe could actually reflective of 12,000 for PNB and 10,000 for LES, I believe. So that could easily be reduced by 10,000 toward the bottom line surplus. And still leave.
So let me. Go ahead. Sorry.
That would still leave in money for travel expenses related to any potential PNB meetings in person and such.
Okay. Well, let me say this, Dwayne. And, you know, I guess it's my fault that I haven't caught this before. The travel expenses to the PNB meetings are not generally station budgeted expenses. In other words, the other stations don't put that in their budgets. My understanding was that that was national office expense, and I know it's not in the other station budgets. So if you are, in fact, allocating a chunk of money to send your PNB delegations to in-person meetings, then I don't think that needs to be in there.
Well,
it can be taken out.
Okay. My experience, quite honestly, is that we've been billed back by the national office for those expenses in the past, which is why we've included it historically. And if that's indicative of another problem at the national office, then I guess that's what that would be. But that's my understanding. And historically, we have, you know, four members, $1,000 per meeting. That's why there's $4,000 in each of those little boxes.
Yep. I got it. Okay, so here's a question. The other stations, are you being billed back for this to the best of your awareness?
I was not aware of that. I certainly will look into it. This is a surprise to me.
Our Paul? Yeah, I believe we are. We've had grumbling about this from time to time, and so I remember we have had that. You know, of course, it doesn't amount to one of the bigger, you know, problems.
Oh, sure.
This is like, you know, a 50-pound rock falling on your foot instead of a 10-ton boulder falling on your head.
Sure,
so
sure.
You might, you know, it's not the biggest thing, but, yeah, we've gotten billbacks and stuff on this this exact thing and have had to budget for it and had people complaining about it in the past, yeah.
Get told one thing and another thing happens. Yes. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, it seems to me that we haven't, but I think there's been some issue if someone was not able to make a reservation by a certain deadline to get certain prices. There may have been some billing back. I'm going to ask, I've got a little arrow here in my notes. I'm going to ask our business manager what the history is with this.
Okay.
I'm not certain is the bottom line.
Well, what I'll say is from a budgeting point of view, those expenses are in the national office budget, period. They should be covered by central services payments. That's not eliminating the scenario where if reservations aren't made in a timely fashion or there's extra expenses, which might be a different scenario. But in terms of the standard airfare and hotel for board members, that is not supposed to be billed back to the stations. And there's no reason why we would double budget for the item. In other words, to have it in both a divisional budget, in other words, to have the same item in two divisional budgets doesn't make any sense. So given the fact that this is a line item in the national office budget, whatever happens in reality, and we'll have to deal with what happens in reality, from a budgeting point of view, it doesn't make sense to leave this in Houston's budget if, in fact, it is going to be in the national office divisional budget, which it is, as a line item. So, Duane, with your permission, I think that we could probably solve one of our problems here by taking the amount that you state is being allocated for that and removing it as an expense, which would give us a slightly larger surplus. My sense in terms of having to bring this to the PNB is that having a surplus a bit larger than $88 would be helpful.
Sure.
So if that's a modification that doesn't upset anyone, I think it makes sense, and I think it's justified.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So this means you would be reducing line 67 by $12,000?
Dwayne, would it be 12 or 10?
10 was for a local supervisor of elections, and 12 was for board travel.
Okay. I think we would be reducing it by 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Jim, Richard, would that be a reasonable modification in your view?
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm down
okay.
with that. That would be the surplus would then be 1288.
1288.
12,000.
Yep.
Looks a lot better.
Okay.
Okay. So, Michael.
In the form of an amendment, I guess.
Yes, it would.
I'll make that amendment. I'll still move.
Okay, well, I think that Michael actually already moved, but Michael,
he
did you want to formalize?
I said in words to adjust for the election expense change.
Okay. All right, well, I think we have Michael trying to make a motion. So, Michael, why don't you go ahead and formally make a motion to that effect? And
okay,
it would,
so.
Yeah.
My understanding is we're leaving in some election expense, but we're removing the PMV expenses on that same line. So, in any event,
okay.
I guess the motion would be looking at that, it would be reducing it by $12,060.
Why $12,060?
I'm just looking at what's there. You have 3 months where it's 3,300, 3,300, 3,360, and then there's 4,060, 4,000, and 4,000. So.
Okay. All right. So, Paul, for the purposes of note-taking, I think that the motion from Michael Novick is the National Finance Committee recommends to the PNB passage of the KPFT 2014 budget. As submitted, with one modification, the removal of $12,060 from line whatever it is.
$10,000, leaving $12,060.
No, $12,060 is the amount. Well, $12,000 is the amount per Duane. Per Duane, and Michael wants $12,060. So,
okay,
that's fine.
So what line is that?
It's line 67.
67.
65, by the election expenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. From line 67.
So, well, we had Barbara putting in a motion. And the motion, as I had it from Barbara, was that the NFC approved the KPFT FY14 budget and presented to the PNB with election costs being taken into consideration. And so now we want to make an amendment, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the amendment is to
remove travel expenses from line 67 and reduce that expense by $12,060.
Correct.
Okay, so that's the amendment. To remove travel expenses from line 67 and reduce that expense by $12,060. What's the general ledger we usually? What's the general ledger on line 67? Okay,
what's the general ledger account? Someone?
6595.
Okay. Okay. 6595. If you could record that, Bart Paul.
Okay.
So now we will play Robert's rules briefly, and we will have a vote on commending the main motion, and then on passing the main motion as amended. Sorry, but such is life.
Well, you can ask for if there are objections to the amendment, and then...
Yes, I know. I'm just waiting for you to be ready for the vote. Are you ready? Is everything recorded?
I can read it again so we can make absolutely sure.
All right, read it
I'll
again.
I'll read the main motion first. That the NFC approve the KPFT FY14 budget and present it to the PNB with election costs being taken into consideration. And the amendment would be to add, to remove travel expenses from line 67, General Ledger 6595, and reduce that expense by $12,060.
Okay. Can I be a proofreader for a second and suggest that the amendment include removing the collection expenses being taken into consideration because the amendment sort of addresses that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1 second. I just got to go up and grab that language and say what
the strike is. No, no, take your time, because we want to have it right, because we may.
So the words, and remove the words, with election costs being taken into consideration. The thing would be to strike that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. English is good. If we can be coherent, it helps.
Okay, so the amendment would then read, to remove travel expenses from line 67, General Ledger 6595, and reduce that expense by $12,060, and to strike, quote, with election costs being taken into consideration, unquote.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. Are there any objections to the amendment offered by Michael Novick?
No.
Speak now, or forever hold your peace.
Not by me.
Okay, anybody else? Going once, going twice. Okay, so the main motion has been commended, and it's now on the floor. Are there any objections to the motion as amended? Okay, very good. Congratulations, Jim and Richard and Dwayne, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And, okay, and we will pass this on to the PNB. And since the PNB secretary is here, that's basically done. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay. And everybody's leaving. We still have a meeting. It's not over. But we'll try to get through the rest as quickly as we can. Thanks, everyone. That was pretty good as a sort of a, what's the word? A test drive of the budget approval process. So thanks. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is we wanted to go around the horn and just get a quick update from the other treasurers who are here about the progress on their budget process. So why don't we start with Los Angeles and Michael?
Okay, we got a proposed budget from management. The Finance Committee, the OC Finance Committee, looked at it, felt that some of the increases in revenue were not necessarily justified, asked for a revision and an explanation. The general manager did send a slightly revised budget and a document explaining why he felt that we could increase revenues by about $250,000. And the LSB scheduled a special meeting on the 31st to review that. And so that's where it stands at this point. I'm going to look at it in greater depth at the LSB meeting.
Okay.
There's not anything, however, as I said, for the elections. I think I'll have to check back. I believe there was quite a bit of unspent money from fiscal year 2013, but I'm not sure if it'll be sufficient to cover if this is extended payroll for the LES, depending on what happens. So we might have to revise that. And I think there's still a lot of discussion about our ability to actually come up with as much money as seems to be required to maintain the payroll expenses that we currently have.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a special meeting scheduled before the end of July?
We have LSB is at this point scheduled to meet July 31st.
I'm excited.
We needed to give at least a week's notice, and so it had to be basically that Wednesday night. That was it. So.
That's fine. That's the deadline. That'll work.
Okay.
Okay, so Berkeley?
Well, we're really struggling with ours, and some of the problems are that unreconciled 2012 figures and the number of months that we had really very bad problems in the payroll. I don't know if you all remember, but people were getting completely wrong checks. The transmission of information from our business office to the national office was, and then to the payroll service. There were a lot of problems created at the national office level. And so we've had difficulty in getting what we felt was secure figures for actuals in order to go forward. And it wasn't just the payroll, but that's a big problem, has been a big problem for us. We've also had another problem, which I mentioned previously, but probably not on this committee very much, but we talked about it at LSB meeting. The company which is handling the credit transactions and transmitting totals back to us has been giving amounts that don't match the batch, the batches as they've been sent from our data entry office. And it's not consistent, it's not all of the batches that are strange. But we've been trying to get at the bottom of this problem. And also we have a statement by our interim general manager, Richard Brodsky. I never can remember how to pronounce his name. He has worked in many similar situations, and he's been willing to make an evaluation of what he thinks we need, and it does involve some changes and increase in staff. Not big, but he feels that we're seriously lacking in ability to use the resources we have without some change in that category. And, of course, we just completed union negotiations, and so there are raises for, and also again, not humongous, but raises for staff who are union people. And we're kind of racing against time, trying to make this deadline of being finished by the 31st. We have a special meeting scheduled for the LSB this coming Saturday. We've had two review times offered for people to come. We've had very little response. We have another budget presentation and workshop or review period that's going to happen on Thursday afternoon at 3:30. And I've been in the office trying to help at certain times, and I'm going to be in there tomorrow. Richard has been away for a few days. This was something that was scheduled some time ago. He left us this statement, a written statement, but I didn't feel that it was time to circulate it to our LSB until we got a little more firm footing on the figures we're trying to use. The budget, for instance, that was emailed to people in a PDF form shows, for instance, I think it's in the 2014 revenue columns, instead of actuals, we've got some budget-to-budget things there as temporary numbers in some of the categories. And every day, our business manager has found a few other things. I understand that she and the IGM are working today on some mailing campaign that we had not put into the budget. So we're looking to increase the revenue there. And there have been various totals we've arrived at, making this change and that change and so on. but we are not having a balanced budget yet. We're looking for one, but anyway, that's pretty much all I can report.
Okay. Well, since I'm on the KPFA LSB, let me just reiterate and maybe...
Before you do that, I want to say, yeah. Tracy did turn in some very useful questions, and we are not ignoring them. It's just
Thank
that
you.
some of when we got to some answers, you know, well, this what is this based on? It's based on actuals, but in fact, our actuals are a little shaky. So, you know, that's why we haven't come out with total answers to those questions. They are the kind of questions people should ask about the budget, and we want to get more secure numbers before we answer them completely.
Sorry.
And thank you for the question, Tracy, and I know other people want to know about them too.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you. I'm glad that the answers are forthcoming. And at some point, I assume there's going to be kind of an updated draft because
yes,
the one that
yes,
was originally
yes.
sent out had a big deficit
yes,
and
yes,
projected
yes.
increases in income, and it was a long way from...
It was a work in progress.
From a finished product.
I have to make a comment also about... Somebody said something a while ago about you don't want to be dreaming about the KPFT budget in your dreams, and so let's... pass it tonight. I wouldn't dream of dreaming about your budget. I've been too busy dreaming about mine. So,
okay,
sorry.
Good.
That's enough interruptions. Go ahead.
Sounds good. Okay, so we are going ahead to the East Coast. Marcus, are you still with us?
Uh-oh.
Okay, sounds like Marcus is not. Tony, do you have any report on the progress of the budget in D.C.?
Yes, we got a draft from the general manager. We met about last week, the finance committee. We're trying to come up with a timetable and some other revisions to match. We don't have our actuals. I guess the CFO is supposed to be getting us that, and that's one of the trouble we're having. But once we get
yep.
that, hopefully we can wrap all this up and get a timetable set. But we met last week, and we'll probably be meeting within the next 2 weeks, the Finance Committee, and then try to set a timetable to submit to the LSB.
Okay, so I'm going to guess that you guys are going to need an extension into early August, but that request should come from the Treasurer.
Okay.
What do you think, guys? Do we want to deal with extensions after the fact at the first August meeting, or do we need to deal with it now?
I think after the fact.
Yeah, I mean, the first August meeting is like the 13th, right? So that might be sufficient time to actually get it to us by the 13th.
Okay. All right, so my hope, Tony, is that we will have an LSB-approved budget from WPFW by August 13th, and certainly we're encouraging you to do that. But if it doesn't happen, then we will have to deal with the question of whether we're going to extend time further or whether the NFC is simply going to take over the budget process for WPFW.
Well,
so
it's
help to whip people forward. You can let them know that what potentially could happen on the 13th.
Yeah, actually, I pressed this point to the chairman of the LSB. I brought it up at our last LSB meeting, and I stressed it to the treasurer that these
okay.
are the consequences if we don't move quickly and set a special meeting or take care of this at our next meeting. So they have been very much informed.
Good. Good. Okay, our Paul.
Well, everything's just fine at GAI, and money just falls out of the sky, and we pick it up and put it in large buckets. Oh, wait a minute.
No, that's not
that. I was dreaming.
Wait, that's the dream, right.
Yes. All right. Let me get to my notes here. Okay. We do not have a budget yet. We have a local finance committee meeting scheduled for July 31st. And so we'll be meeting then. Exactly what we're going to have at that time, we're not sure. the interim executive director is coming into town, coming into New York City again this week, and it is anticipated that the that everything will be finalized. Now, people will remember in our last Fuel Pact episode that we talked about 30-day layoff notices going out to all WBAI staff effective July 15th. However, I am told that in the course of union negotiations, some things came up, and this notification effectively got pushed back one pay period, which would be July 30th. So we are anticipating that the inevitable, I will say inevitable, layoff situation is going to be happening for the after the 30th, when people are paid the regular salaries and all that, and that in this next week it will be determined what the staff is going to look like. I'm calling it a reorganization. I don't know if everybody agrees with that. Now, in terms of the WBII local station,
question.
Can I do it first, and then we can have the question? Because
okay.
If I lose track, I'll forget it and never get to it.
Yeah.
One of the things is the WBII local station board meets next on August 14th. And the thing is, people will remember that the PNB has mandated the LSB and WBII staff, apparently together as a unit, to come up with a 2 to 3 year survival plan for the radio station. And that will most probably be the big issue on August 14th. We have asked for and received an extension from the original July 9th deadline to have this survival plan for 2 or 3 years done. Personally, I think it was a bizarre motion coming out of the PNB. But the thing is, some people are really, really going at this. In fact, there's a meeting going on, well, not right now. I think it must be over by now. There's a meeting going on tonight and the past set of Tuesdays where people are meeting with LSB members and staff, although there's apparently been what some call an invasion at the last meeting of some other folks. And and there are lots of suggestions, and people are digesting it, and I think they're going to be putting these things together for the PNB. And that is taking the major focus of the LSB. Another set of members of the LSB, to show you how things are, other people on the LSB have gotten a different kind of meeting together, supposedly in response to the PNB mandate, which involved supporters of one group of people. And what I will do is I will post to the NFC a link to the YouTube video of that event, and I will not bother to characterize it. You can watch it, and you can draw your own conclusions. So this thing is really taking everybody's attention. On top of which, WBAI, of course, again, as I said last time, the major expense is personnel. It was 1.3 plus million with all personnel last year, and we are doing a major cut there. I don't have any details. And so management hasn't given us a budget in that area yet. So we don't have it. I am hoping that on the 31st we will have a preliminary budget for the Finance Committee, and we'll be able to do something on that. I'm also hoping that we will get some actuals, because we're sort of starving for actuals on here. Let's see. And, okay, we have, we're doing a thon right now. We have an on-air fundraiser that started yesterday. To show you how it's going, the first day we had 75 pledges, and we made $8,591, which is enormously off. We were supposed to be making a great deal more, so this is alarming. And so this is how this is going. So basically our bottom line is WBAI is does not have a budget yet. The LSB hasn't seen one. The Finance Committee hasn't seen one. There can't be one until they deal with the personnel expenses. And we are having a major distraction with all of the political theater that goes along with that in Pacifica and BAI. And I guess that's pretty much our situation right now.
Barbara with a question.
Go ahead, Barbara.
I sympathize with your feelings about the low response in the first day. Did this include website? Any, or have you calculated that yet?
I got an email from the general manager, and he says the pledge is, I strongly suspect this is only what came into the call center.
Mm-hmm. So there could be more.
It could be more, but, you know, if you doubled it, it's still a big
still. Mm-hmm.
And we didn't double it on the web, I'm sure.
Okay.
Michael, that was a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so my question was, just for clarification, what you said about the layoff notices. They were scheduled to go on July 15th. They didn't. Now they're scheduled for July 30th. Were you saying that you would meet a payroll on July 30th and then people would be laid off after that? Or that would be, they'd be laid off ahead of that payroll?
My understanding is they can't lay them off until, you know, they sent out the layoff notice, and the effective date was the 15th, and the effective date is what got pushed back. So the effective date is now the 30th, so nobody can get laid off before the 30th.
So people will be paid on the 30th and then laid off. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like that, yeah.
And the layoff is includes management positions, or?
It's only one management position, and you can't get rid of it.
It's only one management position? Okay.
Yeah, there's only the general manager, and you can't, because we don't have a program
right,
director,
sure. Yeah,
and
right.
You know, we're required to have a manager, so.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, R. Paul. This is definitely food for thought, and I share your sentiments about the bizarreness of the PNB motion, but so it goes. I don't know what this will mean for the NFC process. I was always quite confident that WBAI would be the last budget, the last station budget that we would be dealing with this year, and I'm even more confident after listening to you. But the NFC will need to make a decision about how long we will let things churn before we take some action, and so we will talk about that. Okay, so good, and thank you, everyone, for the update, and keep working, except for Texas, who will now get to sit back in their easy chairs and comment on everybody else's budget. We have two more items on the agenda, and what I think I'm going to do is skip past the crowdfunding proposal, because my guess is that in the next couple of weeks it will be almost impossible for anyone to work on it due to budget concerns, except maybe Texas, and I hope that Texas will keep that project in their minds, and suggest that maybe we just deal with the postponed motion that we've carried over for several weeks and then call it a night. Does that sound okay?